Larry London, and this is Border Crossings. On today's show, we are joined by singer-songwriter Drea Pizzicone. After experiencing a very personal physical and psychological traumatic experience, Drea set out to help young women around the world facing similar challenges. She started her own charity organization, Compositions for Cause, and has also pursued her passion for music. The BBC have referred to her music as magnificent and stunning. And today, Drea Pizzicone joins us to share her story and her new music. Stay tuned to Border Crossings.
When lily white children dream like butterflies.
Hi, I'm Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. Today on our show, she's out and about touring for a brand new single that she's just released called The Land. I believe it's This Land. We'd like to welcome to Washington, D.C. and to the Voice of America, Drea Pizzicone. It's nice to have you here.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Nice to meet you in person. I've loved your music. I've listened to a number of the different singles you've released. So you've been doing this for a while. This is not a brand new venture for you.
It's not a brand new venture, although it is in some ways a renaissance because I've been I was singing my whole life, but I did take a few years off to do some social entrepreneurial work. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, it's been a long time.
And you've traveled the world for your entrepreneur stuff.
Yep.
And I'm very interested to hear more about that.
Sure.
So we can talk more about that as we go along. Sure. Now, you told me before we went on the air that you're not releasing an album just yet. Mm-hmm. You're going to go about this single by single at a time?
Yeah.
Is there a reason for that decision?
You know, I think the industry is changing, and I think none of us have really caught up with how it's changing, but with streaming and whatnot, it's just that the whole how one goes about, sharing their art, we're still learning. And for now, it's easier to just put music out. And so given that, and we have so much to put out, we have like a few dozen songs that have been recorded, and they don't always fit tidily into an 8 to 10 track mm-hmm. piece. You know, there are a lot of different genre influences and whatnot. And so what we'll probably end up doing is, as we put 5 to 7 of them out, we'll bundle them into an EP. Mm-hmm. And so we probably have about 3 EPs coming out in the next, say, 18 months.
Wow. Exciting times. And you're kind of a classically trained musician. You really started with classical music.
Yeah.
And now you've evolved into jazz, I guess, is the genre.
Yeah, jazz, soul, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. Don't put us in a box.
No box. Well, here in the United States, they put you in a box, but out of the U.S., you can
That's
get
right.
away with doing
exactly.
anything.
Exactly. But yeah, I trained classically in part so that I could do more gospel and soul and other things. Mm. I think that the classical training helps, and most of us are actually classically trained, and so I think that it's helped all of us in whatever genre, however we want to bend the sound. Mm-hmm. It just gives more versatility to have that technical training.
We're ready for some music, if you wouldn't mind performing something live.
Great, thanks. We'll start something. With This Land.
This Land.
Okay.
This land was made for you and me to be free, to manifest our destiny. This land is where our children can sing so sweetly. But can they live here in harmony? This land was their land. This land is now our land. From California all the way to Rikers Island. From the Iroquois forest to the Calabash waters. This land was taken for you and me. This land, its fruits, we can feed each other's so easily. What would you share if I'm hungry? As I was walking on down the highway, I saw beyond me people with riches go by me, and I saw below me my father's humility. This land, he gave it for you and me. With dignity, this land, its rivers and valleys and mountains, such beauty. But where's the beauty when hate runs deep? As I was wandering, I found myself wandering. For us to be free. Can this land be changed to set us all free?
Lovely, lovely. That sounds like it belongs in a movie. I'm listening to that. I'm thinking there's a movie with that song.
That's a good omen.
It is. That's what I'm seeing in my head. Drea Pizzconi's here, and we're talking music and your tour. And you said social media has been a big thing for you. You've been with all these different charity organizations that you've created and founded. And I'm looking over this list. You have so many. You know, there's the Compositions for a Cause and the Girls First Finance and the Christie Company. When do you have time for music?
Well, that's why I took a few years off.
Just to focus on all of these.
Well, you know, they play into each other. Mm. I started, those ventures came out of actually touring. I was in Asia, mm-hmm. and I saw child labor for the first time, and I was singing. And it occurred to me that that little boy was not making it to our show and might never see a live performance. But he did need to go to school, and mm-hmm. it didn't look like that was in his future either. And my mom was an urban educator. I grew up very much with education access. My dad is the son of immigrants, and education is kind of the game changer for everyone. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it was a passion that bled as deeply for me as music does. And so I needed to settle that, and I needed to give back more than I've taken. But then in that process, I realized that I was, especially because we work in Africa and we try to expand education access there for university students. And you come across the most incredible stories, and I've lived some of those stories. And then I realized that somebody wasn't telling them those stories, those particular stories. And then I had to, as a musician and as an artist again. And so then I came back to it, and now I have an amazing team. And that's how we make it all work. Not always perfectly.
But we're so happy to have you in our studios, and of all the worldwide stories that you have, I'm very eager to hear about something that I read particularly where you at one point you felt very uncomfortable in your own body. You felt uncomfortable showing much of yourself.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a strange thing for a person who's in this business to go through that feeling. But I want to talk to you about that after, if you wouldn't mind doing a song.
Okay.
I'd like to hear another song.
Sounds good.
Drea Pizzicone.
This next one is Tryin' Times. And it's actually, this song was written by Donny Hathaway and Leroy Hudson. But it's not performed often. And so I've kind of modernized the lyrics a little bit.
All right.
That's our take. Okay. Trying times, what the world is talking about. You got confusion all over the land. Father against daughter, husband against wife, the whole thing is getting out of hand. But maybe folks wouldn't have to suffer if there were just more love for your mother. But these are trying times, can't get them off my mind. You got the liars and the cheaters, about man's inhumanity to man. But what you gonna do to make this a better land? Just read Twitter, turn on your TV, you see a thank you.
Yes, Drea Pizzaconi, live on The Voice of America. And you're a singer, a songwriter, a director, a producer. And you're also out speaking on behalf of empowerment. The music is now about empowerment. The message in that was equality in the song we just heard. So, you know, I mean, it's great that you're using this platform that you have for such an important cause. It's such a very important time in the world and in our country. So, I mean, and you had spoken about, we talked about it before you started the song, there was a time that you just kind of weren't, you know, you were kind of shy and you didn't want to be exposed and be out seen. So how does somebody get through that?
With a lot of therapy. I mean, I am, you can tell because, right?
Exactly.
You know, it's actually, I'm one of the only people you might ever meet. I've never been on Facebook.
Really?
I've never been on Facebook. You can tell. You can see it. You can. I know. I just joined Instagram and Twitter recently. I joined it when Refugee Song came out. I'm a survivor, and many women are. And we didn't even think about, and I do give credit for those who came before us and in the Me Too movement, what's happened, because for many of us, we never thought about even talking about it. And then we realized that by not talking about it, it's, you know, silence only favors the oppressors and nothing will change. And so, yeah, there was a time, it's partly why I probably left the music industry for a while, because I just was so uncomfortable being that exposed. I didn't want untoward attention, and I had to get over that. And so, so, you know, making up for some of those lost years. But I will say that if you invest in the work, anything can be healed. And I know you're broadcast in 100 countries, and there are a lot of places where girls are not encouraged to speak up. And we released a song with Maimouna Youssef back in May called "Let Us Dance," and that song is about the importance of speaking up. And we, the first part of healing is breathing it and releasing it and being proud of yourself and not letting that story that you're holding on to or those stories become toxic inside of you. And so part of this is through leading by example, starting with myself so that I can encourage others to do the same and to heal.
It's interesting that you would have felt that way for somebody who's got a background in the debate world and things like that, where you're out there very exposed. But you say you're a survivor. Can you elaborate? Because our audience will say survivor
of
what?
Sure. I'm a survivor of assault. I'm a survivor of sexual assault. And many women are. This is one out of three women. And the statistics are staggering. And partly why I released that song, "Let Us Dance," is because, you know, a lot of people don't realize that even here in America and certainly in Africa and other parts of the world, what's happening today with the cost of education, this wasn't my story, but when I came upon this story and the work we did, I knew I needed to do something about it. There are millions of young women who are signing up to escort services here in America to pay for college. In Africa, it's very difficult to get through college with your dignity. We did one survey, and 90% of girls said that at least one professor was pressuring them for sex for grades. And that is staggering. And so, and it's something that they've gotten used to. And it's relevant because sometimes when their CVs are judged and when their resumes or their grades or whatnot are judged, it happened to me when I was in college. I had a professor who did something and I took the bad grade and I didn't speak up about it. But then you realize later in life, well, why did you get that bad grade there? It must have been because you didn't. You didn't do well enough. And they don't realize the backstory for many young women is that they had to choose their dignity. And that is something that's very precious. And so a lot of the work we're trying to do is with Girls First Finance is to help those girls have better options and to get the support they need and the advocacy so that they're not alone and they can also manifest their best.
Well, it's wonderful, everything you're doing. As a voice, one voice to help in those areas and giving your own personal story and opening up a part of your own self. And I know that, you know, this Me Too movement has come a long way, but has a long, long way still yet to go. And I feel, you know, support for everybody who's trying to get equality. Well, I'm sure you've inspired a lot of people today and throughout your career with your message and your music. Would you do another song for us?
Sure. This next song is called "Border Child." It will come out after Trying Times. And it is about what's going on right now on the border. And so it's very topical. Okay.
Girl, born so bright and pure.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Drea Pizzaconi, thank you for being on our show.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's a pleasure to meet you, and I've really enjoyed your story, and what you stand for is wonderful and inspiring to so many. So thank you for sharing it.
Thank you.
Hopefully you'll come back again the next time you're in D.C.
Would love it.
When you put out the EP.
That's right.
Come back and visit us. Drea Pizzaconi is our guest today, and you have been watching Border Crossings.